And we'll do the passing way. Shelly Sandy with a steal. Cross court to Veal, and the Capitals have got the turnover out of the ball and boomers. And a little sharp rebounds off there. Shelly Sandy. And Shelly Sandy drops the 2 points in, the first 2 points of the game for the Capitals.
Good defense by McClure. She's been elbowed in the face by Sandy.
I think not until, you know, this team plays or practices without her, or I coach without her on one of my teams. You know, my whole head coaching career has been coaching a team that Shelly Sandy's been a part of. And I, you know, I certainly credit a lot of my coaching to having her on my team. I've learned a huge amount about star players by coaching Shelly, and about what they do to become great players. I think some of our young players, you know, in a year or two, when people ask them the question, you know, who's influenced your career the most, I think, you know, that's all family or parents or friends or partners and coaches. But I think a lot of them will also say Shelly Sandy. I think, you know, having her as a teammate, seeing the way she works out, the way she dedicates herself to being a professional athlete, has set wonderful standards for the women's game and for any team that she's played on. And I think she really has been a pioneer of the last 15 years of the women's league. I think, alongside Timms and Sandy Bonzello, those three in particular have really made a mark on women's basketball, not only in this country, but about what Australians do when they venture overseas as professionals. And I think that, you know, she really has been something special for this league.
Just the advice that she gives and the support that she gives to her teammates has just been absolutely sensational. To be a part of a team with her, to be a part of her last game, is definitely going to be something special, and I just hope that we can get over the line for her.
Her dedication and her brain for the game, is, even as she's been plagued with injuries, she's still been a standout, and if her back wasn't so bad, I'd say she could still go on. But Shelly's just been a fantastic role model and just a joy to play with.
So you really will miss her when she finally hangs up the boots on Saturday.
Yeah, when I first got my left knee done, that was actually a big factor in my decision, because I knew that if I got it done, I probably would never play with Shelly again. And that was a big thing, because if anyone's ever played or watched Shelly play, especially in her prime, and even now seeing her go, it's going to be pretty emotional. But look, we want to win for her and get her out on a good note. And, God, I just hope that we win for her.
What's she been like as a teammate?
Awesome. Just probably one of the biggest influences in my basketball career. She's so competitive, and she's such a good leader and really awesome player. I learned so much from her, and I have. She's awesome, and I don't ever want to let it go. We shouldn't stay in our team forever.
A great leader, obviously an awesome player.
This has been her whole life for a long time, so I think she's probably feeling really emotional. She hasn't let it show too much. She's been very professional, as she always is, but you know, I've always learned a lot about Shelly, not just from basketball, but a lot of things about being a good person. So she's probably nervous, and yeah, I do hope we give her the best send-off possible.
Well, Shelly Sandy, a couple of days away from the end of your career.
Yeah, it's getting exciting. You know, today we've got the big media luncheon, and this is it. It's like, wow, it's getting close now, and the excitement's really set in.
Is the reality that this is your last game sunk in yet?
Well, not really. I mean, I can verbalise it, but I don't think the actual reality of it has sunk in, and I think that won't happen until probably a month or two after I've actually stopped playing.
Well, maybe after you've got the grand final MVP and the trophy after the game?
Not so concerned with the MVP. I'll leave that for Lauren, but just concerned with winning this game. Don't want to feel like we did last year. You know, it's not something you get over the next day. You go, okay, we lost, and that's it. You live with it then for the next 6 months or so, and then every time you see that game again. So I don't want to have to live with that. I want to be happy and enjoy the moment.
Have you had a chance to look at it again recently?
Yeah, Coach Grass put us through the pain of it a couple of times, and I think it's been very worthwhile, though, to watch it and to... You just relive those feelings straight away, and it's not nice at all. So it's good for us, though, to focus on what we want and where we want to go.
Last year, you were in a lot of physical pain as well. How are you feeling this year?
Yeah, oh, fantastic. 100% on last year. My back's been wonderful, just managing it really well. I feel great. Really, I just want to play. Can't wait.
Looking back over your career, what would this title mean to you?
Pretty much everything, you know. The fact that I've been here in Canberra, it's been wonderful, my time here in Canberra. I really love being around the club, and I've had wonderful support. And Canberra's a special place, and it has been for me. So I think it'll mean a lot to me.
I suppose Lucille Hamilton, perhaps in her last game as well, although we reckon she'll play again. It'd be a nice way to go out together, because you played together when she was sort of starting.
Yeah, definitely. Lucille and I have been playing together ever since we're about 15 years old. So, and obviously played in different places during our careers, but come back at the end, and it'd be a wonderful way to finish off our careers, because we're also wonderful friends as well. So that would make it even more special. But there's no way she's going to retire. That girl can go on for another 5 years, I say.
And I suppose another old teammate of yours will be on the sideline calling it for ABC TV, Michelle Timms.
Yeah, played with Timsy for a long time. You know, I love Timsy. She commentates the games, and I could be having the worst game, but she always finds something good about me to say. I've got to love her for that.
So what's going to get you over the line on Saturday?
Well, I think we have absolute passion and determination for this game. We want it, and I think the big thing is actually learning from the mistakes that we've made. And whatever happens in the game, if we get a good lead, we won't try and defend it. If if it's close, we'll play hard right through to the end. You know, we won't focus on the outcome. We'll just focus on the moment. I think that's the important thing. And, you know, obviously all the little basketball things as well, doing all the little things, the things that we haven't done so well this season, the blocking out, coming up with the ball, the possession game, containing our man one-on-one, all the little things about basketball, they're obviously important in a final.
All the things you'll be passing on when you take over coaching.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's definitely on the cards. I wouldn't, I'm not saying that I'll never do it, but have to see if any opportunities arise, and pretty much wait and see and worry about it after the final.
And the Capitals, they've just won this in amazing fashion. The crowd up, giving them a standing ovation. It's put an end to leading the crowd in the cheering for the Capitals. They're all in centre court. Shelley Fairby being interviewed at the side of the court. Now they're going over to Attacker. In the middle of an interview live on TV, they're going in and picks up Shelley Fairby. Lauren Jackson's in anyway. And it's a great tribute to her. The players just wanted to have their say, because this is obviously a great career for Shelley Fairby. The Capitals have come out with an enormous victory. Shelley Fairby had such a great game. Lauren Jackson was magnificent, and I think probably inspired a bit to do her bit to make this night a little bit special as well.